Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're well into that 20th third decade right now, folks. Thanks for hanging out with me. Somebody who's made most of the trip with us 15 years now is our good friend Ramon Ray. Couldn't do without him. RamonRay.com, SmartHustle.com, all of his books, all of the things he does, folks. When you hang out with Ramon, you'll get smarter and you'll thank me later. Ramon, thanks again for being here. I'm going to let you talk about something that you mentioned to me earlier. You want to talk about the connection between the Super Bowl and customer service. Tell us about what your thoughts are there.
Yeah, I think, listen, Jim, as we talked earlier, I think that I'm not a sports fan, don't watch Super Bowls, NBA, all these things. I'm just not a sports guy. But when I watch the Super Bowl, I think it is one of the most finely tuned experiences that we have on the planet. It's similar to the Olympics, Disneyland. And I think that my point being, for small businesses, Jim, my thought was, what can we do as small businesses to add experiences to our customers beyond just they bought a cookie, they bought a latte, they bought shoes,
right.
They
right.
have taxi service. How can we bring a smile, delight, wow them? And I think that's what I get out of the NFL experience. A lot of negative about it.
You look around. If you go to any sporting event nowadays, mm-hmm. and you attend one inside the walls, it's all about experience. They've got all kinds of entertainment. If there's any lull in the action, it's almost, if you're an old guy like me and you like watching baseball when it was quiet, you know, when you love hearing the crack of the bat, sometimes it's too much. But they keep you busy. Yeah. They keep your eyes occupied. And it is an experience. And the kids love it because it just takes over their senses. And you're talking about is it making the experience they have with you almost like theater.
Absolutely. And I think that, listen, Jim, everybody doesn't have to do it to, of course, that extent as we small businesses, but even take a hotel. You walk into the proverbial Ritz-Carlton, whether you're Marriott, Hilton Honors, they even try to have the hotel lobby smell nice. They try to greet you, welcome, Mr. Blasingame. The best ones do.
Let me tell you what happened to me in Houston two weeks ago.
Tell me.
I walked into a new Marriott down there to check in for a convention, and they had the desks back there, the reception desk where you sign up. And they had no ropes. No ropes were up, and mm-hmm. there were people standing 25 feet in front of the desk saying, "Welcome, let me check you in."
Wow!
And then they followed us over to the desk and checked us in. They didn't wait for us to walk up to the desk and me wait for them to look up at me. They met me and shook my hand at 25 feet in front of the desk. I'm talking about to you now. It was a Marriott.
Yeah. And you're repeating it. And
yes.
I think that is the way.
That's called earned media.
I think it's
That's called earned media. That's the gold standard. That's the gold, the holy grail, earned media.
No, absolutely. You're right. And I think it's hard to be different. It's hard to be differentiate our brands. We're all selling very similar things. But I think how we deliver it, Jim, how we deliver it, I think that can make the big difference to separate businesses between themselves or even a very big business, why we small businesses can win. Mm-hmm. We can have a different experience.
Yep.
And nobody can take that away from us.
There's a grocery store I go to, and don't ask one of their employees where something is unless you want them to go with you to find it.
Mm.
if you just want to know so you can go by yourself, don't ask them, because they're going to take you there. You have no choice. They're going to follow you. They're going to say, "Follow me," and they'll take you right to it. Now that's an experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And you never forget about that. And I think that, you know, that is the way that I think I'm learning that in 2019, we're all wanting to do better. I had an article out that January is over. What are you going to do about the next 11
yeah,
months?
Yeah.
And I think customer experience is one of the best things you can do.
How about this? You got a customer who's got several things, a project going on, and you're trying to help them with it. And there you can see they're a little bit concerned about something that you could do, like falling off a log. And all you got to do is say, you know what? Why don't you not worry about that? Let me handle that. I got that covered for you.
Mm.
It cost you nothing.
Yeah.
It took a load off their mind. Where are they going to go next time?
Yep. Yep. they're going to go to you. And I think, listen, and that goes back to, as you know, you and I have talked for years, Jim, my whole thing, personal branding. The more and more you do that, the more you're able to say, how can I alleviate the concern of my client? Right. How can I put myself in their shoes? How can I make their life easier? You're going to win business all day long.
We can't talk about this if we don't say, and folks, be sure to bombard them. Cover them up with thank you. Mm-hmm. With thank you.
Absolutely.
You got to say thank you.
Thank you.
You can't say it too many times, can you, Ramon?
You can't, Jim. Listen, I send thank you cards.
Thank you, Ramon, for being here. Thanks for 15 great years. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ramon joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.